You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch.
You can't stop it.
I gotta say that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here.
Enjoy it.
It's ODG, Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, guys, fork.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chance. You want to leave.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Really big.
Message erased.
Stop.
Sounds terrible.
Well, talk about it getting a show off in like 30 seconds.
Jeez.
I thought your record was like 15 seconds.
15 seconds is pretty much the record. What's going on, guys? I don't know what's going on. The audio sounds really...
Hola, chicos.
Hey, what's happening, Sarah? What is going on?
Hi, guys.
Get yourself situated.
I'm going to get myself situated.
This is. I feel like I'm third wheel.
Third wheel to what? Chatting. What are you third wheel
Sarah,
to?
Sarah's in Peru or somewhere.
Somewhere crazy.
And then we're just having a video chat. Everybody's smiling.
Everybody's smiling. Hello. So I got in, and the last show that was on was all here, and there was a couple people in here, and they were, they looked pretty shocked to see me. I did say, they were like, what show are you on? I was like, Dave and Giggles. And they were like, I've heard of that show. So that makes me feel good. And then Tom, the guy comes in, the guy who runs this joint, and he's switching out cables. And I didn't get, just got everything up within a matter of moments, I suppose. So here we are. We have the Dave and Giggles show. I think things are settled. Things are all right. Who's here? Who's
You're
with us?
You're shaking a little bit. The camera's shaking. Let's go. Let's do a roll
happening?
Call.
What is happening over there?
I don't know anymore.
We have Sarah in South America. Where in South America are you?
I'm calling today from Chile.
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 Chile. What's happening in Chile?
I will show you guys where I am.
Okay, because it's a radio show. I like it.
I know. Well, at least you guys can see.
This is true. Wait, turn that back around. Let me see it again.
Yeah, turn that back around.
We got a very short view there. Say something. So it bounces up.
It's windy. There's mountains in the background. I'm in Puerto Natales, which is sort of at the base, a couple of hours outside of a very famous national park, Torre del Paine.
I see a tree.
Very, very, very famous trek there.
I see a tree there. I see Jeez. A tree.
Yeah, a lot of red tiled roofs. Looks very looks like Chile. Looks like Patagonia.
It looks like Chile.
It is. I am in the heart of Patagonia.
So, where have you been since the last time we talked to you, which was a week ago?
I'm trying to remember where I was when I called a week ago.
That's
I was in quite the life.
You were in Argentina.
must be nice.
Must be nice, right, Mike? Must be nice.
Come on. I work hard. I worked hard. I swear. At one time, I did.
At one time. One time.
One, yeah.
So that brings me to the question of, what are you going to do when you get back? Are you going to go back to work? Or are you just going to say, screw it, I'm just going to keep going?
I don't know yet. I mean, that's so far away.
It is far away.
June 2017, so I have no clue.
You're going to be gone all winter, which is nice. You're not going to deal with any of the terribleness of...
I have to say, though, people are starting to post, like, Christmas pictures and, like, getting the tree ready, and there's a teeny tiny part of me that's kind of, like, a little homesick missing Christmas.
Yep.
Yeah,
I knew it. I knew it. I could tell too. I was like, she's been traveling for months.
I know.
I was like, you got to get lonely sometimes. You got to get like a little bit like.
Well, that's
homesick,
why she calls
you know?
Us. I think that's why she calls
it's
us.
True.
That's right. I get my New York fix through you guys.
Yeah,
we feel like home.
Tough. I'm
All right,
sorry.
Hold on. I gotta update everybody.
Okay.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Dave and Giggles.
Yeah.
We have a special guest, Sarah, who's in Chile.
I don't know if we can call her a special guest anymore. Like she's
well,
here
she's kind
week.
Of our she's our tra- we live vicariously through
yes,
her.
Yes, we live vicariously through her.
She was just in Antarctica last week,
yeah,
and then she was in Ushuaia, which is at the bottom of the earth.
I had a conversation with somebody about Ushuaia the other day, and they were there not that long ago, and like I felt really great and really cool because I was like, Ushuaia, yeah, I know it.
Yeah.
And you know, I had like the experience through you to be able to say, yeah, I know where that is. I've seen pictures and blah blah blah. And it was nice. We also have Dylan in studio who showed up.
Hi.
Oh, nice. Yeah, Dylan's here. Good. Good. I needed him.
Do you need him?
What's going on?
That,
are you
that
okay?
Timber. He's got a great radio voice. I love it.
He does.
Always
appreciate
always
that.
Like hearing his voice.
Better than a face for radio.
I have a total full body.
I think we all have faces for radio. That's why we're here, I think, right?
Hey.
Not talking about our special guest. Not talking about our special guest. So what's going on in the world? Talk to me. Let me know what's happening.
Thanksgiving. We just had a lot of family, you know, a lot of celebrations,
yeah.
A lot of hugs. A lot of hugs.
You're a hugging
guy. It was
guy.
Fun. It went well.
You're a hugging
what?
Guy.
You like hugs?
He likes hugs.
I love to hug. Get this. So I shot a wedding. I filmed a wedding down in Florida last week.
Okay.
And I'll get into that in a little bit. But I tried to do the, you know, the man hug with the groom on the way out.
Yeah, like
it just didn't go well.
The one shaking hand and then the other arm around the guy.
It was all me. Like I was giving him everything and he just didn't give it back. And it felt so bad. And I was like, "All right, maybe I shouldn't do this anymore. Maybe I shouldn't just try for this." Cuz like some grooms go for it, you know, after the end of the day and they have, you know, they've had 8 hours with us and been hanging out and they're like, "Yeah, thank you so much." And they hug. But this guy, nothing.
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 Well, it's because he really didn't care about
even,
you.
Not even like the hug and the pat. Don't you guys do like the pat when you hug? Isn't that a man?
Sure. Oh, God.
I love that.
It's the
it
pat.
Was so, it was
the man
was
pat.
You got to throw in the pat.
You got to throw in the pat.
The man pat.
If not, it's just awkward.
Yeah. What channel are you on?
I'm hugging you, but I'm hitting you.
I'm hugging you, but I'm hitting you. Yeah, it's a very macho thing. We're going to hit you, yeah, and we're going to hug you all at the same time.
Put your body close to mine, but I'm also going to punch you a little bit. So
punch you, yeah.
Don't get any ideas, okay?
Yeah, exactly. All right, so what happened for Thanksgiving? I feel like you got a story for Thanksgiving. You're really geared up for Thanksgiving.
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. You're the one who brought it up.
No, Thanksgiving was nice. Father-in-law's brother came from Pittsburgh with his wife, and he hasn't been out to Colorado in 27 years.
It's a long time.
So my father-in-law did this cool thing where he, you know, he has a model train set running on the top of his basement, you know, down on the basement floor.
Uh-huh.
And he rewired everything and then put down this padding, so it made it a lot less quieter. It dropped it down
a lot
like
30 less
decibels.
Quieter. A lot less quieter.
Sorry.
Do you want to hear?
I'm trying to visually describe it.
Do you want to hear a funny story about trains, model trains?
Sure.
Sarah's dad owns a lot of my dad's model trains.
Really?
They just make it around town.
They make it around town. Yeah. When my mom was like getting rid of all of my dad's stuff, you know, her dad was like, "I will buy his model trains," and now he owns a whole bunch of them. Wow. Bet you didn't know that, Sarah.
I didn't.
Yeah,
that
see?
Your dad's trash is my dad's.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah,
all right.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty
model
wild.
Trains are cool, man.
Model trains
he
are
spent
cool.
A lot of time. He spent like 3 weeks sort of renovating the whole thing down there. And it really, it had to have been 65% quieter than it was because he just put it on sort of the wood with
just
the
say
tracks.
66%?
Yeah.
I said 65% quieter. I think
oh,
it was.
65.
Yeah,
65% more quieter. What makes it 65% more quieter? Where does the percentage come in for that?
Sell this to me.
Just before, you know, I think the level of noise from before to where it is now has dropped at least 25 dBs.
25 dBs. That's a lot of dBs.
Yeah.
You can sleep at night again.
You
can
That's a lot of dBs. Yeah,
it's really low. So while I was at
Turn me up.
For Thanksgiving, I got the question that I get every year. And the question, it's not so devious, but the question always is, what do you want for Christmas? And I could say probably for the past 10 years, I'd have no idea what I want for Christmas.
But you still get that question?
I still get that question. My mom is always like, I'll buy you one thing for Christmas. What do you want? And for like 15 years, I have no clue what I want. What are the things that people get for Christmas? What do you want for Christmas? Or what is the best gift you've ever gotten for Christmas? I'm trying to get ideas.
Just need to ask one question.
Just go with
it. You know what? I did see your perfect gift for you today.
What's that?
I went to Gander Mountain. There's a new Gander Mountain down south, Parker or whatever. And I walked in, and immediately they had a ice fishing tent.
Ooh, that's
$300.
Nice.
And I was like, this is perfect.
That
it's
is
ice fishing
nice.
Tent for like sub-zero weather, and it's got two chairs, and it's got room for, I think, 3 to 4.
Does it have a little heater in it?
I have no idea. I think it was just the shell, you know. But it was that.
What was
gift
it made
that
out
like,
of? Was
man,
that like
that'd be perfect for Dave.
It would be
but
perfect.
But I wouldn't buy it.
No,
I wouldn't spend.
Would you?
$300
was it made out of like tent material?
I have no idea. They didn't have one actually set up. They just had the box.
So you have no idea what
Dave,
it looks
are
like.
You a big ice fisher?
No, not at all. I don't know where this is coming from.
I don't
I've never
like fishing at all.
I've never gone ice
fishing.
I've never gone ice fishing. I was just rolling with it. Just let him feel good
it does
about
sound like
himself.
A fun thing.
It
to
does.
Have.
I've always wanted to go ice fishing. I just
it's
never
true.
Have.
That's why you've always talked about it.
Yeah. Well, we did like for there was like 3 or 4 years in a row. We were like, let's get together an ice fishing trip for all of us, and it never happened. So I think
well,
that's where he's
would get
from.
Time. Somebody would like if you had to share a tent on a lake. With like Andy and you know Ryan,
sure,
maybe John,
sure,
you know,
sure.
John would just come out, you know, and they'd just be like, somebody get murdered, you know, like,
yeah,
Andy would fall in, you know,
say, does that thing float?
probably not, we're screwed, we're going
it's
to
turn into a life vest, is it?
It's a life vest, yeah. John came to visit me this week, his whole family was down to New York City, they went to the Rockettes or wherever they went, and
there was a lot of like there was the whole family. So he's got two kids, a wife. His in-laws were there. His sister's wife was there with their two kids. There was a whole group of them. And I got together with them. They wanted to go out to dinner. And I was like, oh, great. I'll go and hang out with this whole group of large people. And we'll go out to dinner.
Large group of people.
Where do they want to go?
Do you
want me?
Not a group of large people.
Whatever it's going to be.
Clarify that.
Just whatever it's going to be.
What percentage of people?
What percentage of people? 65% of people. So I was like, "Where do you want me to pick a place to go?" And they were like, John called me and he was like, they want to go to Chipotle. I know. It made me angry. So I went and met them at Chipotle, and I did not get food out of like pure like protest. And then later we went to go, we went and got food, and then we went to a comedy show. And they sat us dead center front in front of the comedians, which I knew was going to be really bad because they were just going to mock us the entire time. But as it were, John kind of saved the day. So he goes, the guy started in right on us and was like, hey, who's from out of town? And he's like, I am. And he's like, where are you from? He's like, Maine. And the guy was like, what brought you here? And he went, him. And he's like, oh, so this is like your lover trying to be really funny? And he's like, yep. And that shut the dude down, and then no one ever mentioned it again.
Oh, that's great.
It was pretty great. The other interesting thing from it was, so the guy was like taken aback that we were gay and we would be there, and like it threw them all off. And then he decided to tell us, look at these two. These are like the most rugged gay guys in the world. They could beat the shit out of me individually. Well, he would not have said that if he thought we were straight. I felt like victimized in a way. Am I wrong to think that?
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like you were not victimized.
Victimized.
I feel like you went to a comedy show where there was going to be some bad comedy. And any sort of comedy where like people sort of, the comedian immediately roasts somebody in the audience.
Yeah.
You're kind of like, you don't really have material because you're just making fun of people.
It's making fun of people.
It's not my
Some people are really good at that, but for the most part, they really bad at it, and they just don't have anything. Some of the comedians were awful, just god awful. But that's my story. It was pretty funny to be in a group of like 20 people and to be thought of as the gay couple in the front row, and that never changed throughout the entire night. So I kind of played it off. As if we were the gay couple in the front row.
How many comedians commented on?
We played it off.
We played it off.
You just kept doing it all night.
So we did it all night.
Multiple comedians came up and were like,
"Yeah." They were like, great. "Oh, so I heard that there's a gay couple in the front row."
That's amazing.
that was
fun.
That was pretty fun. So, nice. At Christmas gifts, what do you want? What are you getting the kids for Christmas? What's the big Christmas gift this year?
I think maybe. The kids don't need anything.
No.
Like, the kids, like, honestly, Julie and I were cleaning out the basement yesterday, and we saw a couple books, and she was like, we could just rewrap these books and give them to the boys, and they would have no idea.
They'll never
know.
You know,
like, they have so many ideas. There are so many books. They have so many toys. Like, they don't need anything new. You know?
The chance that he opens it up and goes, I already have this, Dad. Thanks a lot, Dad.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty good.
So Santa lives in the basement, huh?
Santa's in the basement.
Santa's
getting
here.
Recycled.
Recycled.
Check this out. This is cool, though. My four-year-old does know how to recycle. I've been teaching him. You know, like, he'll have, like, a box or a piece of plastic, and I say, look for the triangle. You know, what do you think? Is this recyclable? And he's like, yeah, all right. You know? So he knows, which is good. I think it's a good thing to teach kids how to recycle.
Does he know what all the numbers are, though? That's the confusing part. Like the different numbers that are in
if you can...
getting that deep.
I don't know. Nobody knows that.
Nobody
stuff.
Knows that. No.
Yeah. I just enjoy it.
Comment.
I think after living, you know, for 10 years in New York City and constantly having to recycle, and then coming out to Colorado where I say like maybe 30% of people probably recycle out here. Maybe 40. Who knows?
It's probably
but
the
like,
same
it
in
just
New
feels
York.
Good. You
I
know?
Like the percentages.
I know. He's all about percentages tonight.
Well, we are fake news. We're
fake news.
You cannot look to us for... don't look to us for real political commentary. You're not going to find
it. Giggles, are you a composter?
Oh, no.
I haven't composted yet just because I feel like the timing's not right, and I don't know how much it smells, and I don't want my neighbors to just, like, get...
What do you mean the timing's not right?
Well, now it's winter.
Well, I think that's a perfect time to do it.
Wanna, like,
the smell
it,
would be less.
Start it in the summer.
The smell would be less.
The sun. Yeah. It's probably less stinky in the winter.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a compost heap.
Do you?
Yeah.
You used to have a chicken, too.
I did have a chicken. Multiple chickens, too.
Whoa.
Yeah.
In but Jersey?
Yeah, in my backyard in Jersey City. But compost don't smell if you do it right. Like, there's no odor at all.
Huh.
Yeah, it's got to keep...
All right. I'd be into it.
Yeah, it's got to keep the correct balance.
Try that mic real quick.
Did you say keep the right balance?
Yeah, there's like a balance of green stuff to brown.
I think
like,
you're talking through that mic, and it's... Yeah, see? Hello. Yeah, that one's the one that's on. That one wasn't even on.
I'm at the wrong mic.
I was wondering what was going on.
Dylan's yeah. a little low.
I am a little low.
The wrong mic.
I feel kind of low today.
A little low. Oh, man.
Yeah.
So what made me think of the Christmas thing? We could get off your compost because that's real weird. Now you're really loud and I got to adjust it back down. Was what's like a Christmas gift that no one could give you? Like some kind of like existential gift. Like I was thinking, I wish someone could give me more time or more energy.
More time on this planet.
More time. But like what are some things that people just can't give you that you wish you had? A house. Somebody give me a house. I wish I could have a
That'd
house.
Terrific.
Oh, you'd love a house.
I would love a house.
Hey, speaking of house, I got an on-air production meeting. We got a caller who's going to call in. His name's Kelly, and he's a tattoo artist, owns a tattoo shop in Cape Coral, Florida, and he has a podcast called the Rad Dad Radio Hour, I think.
Do you want to start a radio war? Is that what you're talking about? You want to start a radio war? So how many
people? We could ask him. Let's ask him. All right. But he's going to call in, so I'm going to let you know because I don't think you knew that.
No, I didn't.
And
how many
just
people
so for our
in
listeners
this,
at home?
How many people in this room have tattoos?
I don't have one.
I don't have one.
Sarah's probably got a tattoo.
She's
Wait,
not talking. How many people have tattoos? That's the question of the hour.
She does.
So you're the only one here that has a tattoo. So you're going to have to ask all the questions.
Did you get
fair
it?
Enough?
Did you get it for Christmas?
Get it for Christmas?
I kind
of
want to get a tattoo. I've been thinking about it lately.
What are you going to get?
Is I've kind of wanted to get a tattoo, learn how to ride a motorcycle and shoot a gun, and then maybe buy a truck.
Wait, you've never shot a gun before?
I do all those things.
You've never shot a gun before?
I've shot a gun before.
I've shot
a shotgun.
You've had a truck, too.
No, I know, but I wasn't there yet, you know?
I don't know what
and
that
now
means.
I went to Gander Mountain today, and I was looking at the guns.
Again with this Gander Mountain.
What is that place?
What happens?
That's like a strip club.
I know it does.
That's where he gets his inspiration.
Apparently.
Yeah, you get, like, ice fishing tents, guns.
Yeah.
You know,
trucks.
Trucks. Yeah, Costco was selling a truck, and I looked at the truck with Leo, and I said, Leo,
Costco?
This truck.
You know you live in
the
country when you're talking about Costco.
And the truck, I said, Leo, this truck costs $48,000. And he said, oh, that's, you know, that's a lot of money. And I was like, yeah. He's like, I probably got that. I was like, no, you don't. No, we do not have $48,000.
Leo, who's like, what, four, five?
He's four.
Thinks he has $48,000?
He said he's got a lot of money. He said he's got 35 pounds. That's what he said.
Where are you bringing
this drug dealer?
Where is he getting pounds from?
What do you mean? Pounds? Because I think he gets his weights and measures and numbers sort of mixed up, but there's a lot of enthusiasm behind what he's talking about.
So he's got 35 pounds.
He's got a wild imagination, you know?
He does.
He always calls in. I gave him the number.
If he calls in,
he should call
in.
If he's listening, what you got to do is just turn your thing off and then call in. So there's no.
I don't know what that means. Turn your thing off.
Turn your computer off or turn what you're listening to the show from.
Oh, you're talking to
them. So you don't have the. Like Dylan, a couple weeks ago when Dylan
you got really mad at him.
Why he had to get off the air?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
So, if we're talking about tattoos and being real punk about everything,
I saw this story.
Yeah, this story is a great story. Joe Kaur is his name. He's a son of the Sex Pistols manager. He said there's nothing like romantic or nostalgic about punk music.
Yeah.
So he burned $6 million worth of punk nostalgia, yeah. T-shirts and guitars and all sorts of stuff. And he did it on the river. Like he got a boat and he put all the shit on the boat and he just lit it up in flames.
Yeah,
that's pretty punk.
Yeah, it's cool. Well, they're trying to do some sort of like 40th anniversary of punk.
Yeah,
like the festival in London right now. Yeah. Where they're kind of like commercializing everything. Yeah. So he was just
mad at his dad, right?
Basically.
Pissed off.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah.
But that's as punk as you get.
That's pretty
like
punk.
Like burning down $6 million. That's pretty
cool. Could have been an insurance scam.
It could have been. Yeah, it probably was. Yeah. Was Trump involved?
Maybe.
What's that back
there? Who's coming in and out?
What's going on?
No one's gonna fess up to anything?
Talking to me.
I don't know, whoever's coming in and out of the room
back
there.
Sounds like you're at a Gander Mountain right
now. You at Gander Mountain?
Love Gander Mountain. Makes me feel like I'm an outdoorsman, you know? Like it's like the same thing with going to REI. You walk in that store and you automatically feel like you're an outdoorsman. Oh, I could do this. I could climb this. I need this axe. You know, this gun would be good to have.
I mean,
you know, it's inspirational.
You live in the woods.
They usually have like a camper
anyway.
Or a yurt. Some sort of old school, you know, tent in there.
A yurt?
In REI. The one in here that usually have like a big yurt.
A yurt.
Every once in a while. Yeah.
Sarah, what's going on? Where are you going next? What's happening?
Who, me?
Yeah, you. Because this guy's just talking about yurts.
I'm stalling. I thought Kelly was calling in.
Kelly! I actually want Kelly to call in because I am actually planning getting a tattoo as part of my travels. So I'm trying to gain like one piece of the tattoo per continent as I cross off 7.
So it's like kind of fun. One of those like RVs that go across country and then put the magnets on each state as you go. This is kind of your mentality
there
here. So what are you going to do?
Just get a globe. Just get
RV?
A globe. Yeah. Just a giant globe on your forehead.
A mobile RV, Sarah. That's basically
you go.
So what are you going to get as a tattoo?
No, I do. I wanted just like the globe, but I want like a cool version of it. And so, like I said, as I go, I would put each piece on in the continent as I go. But obviously Antarctica would just be, I would just get that here in South America.
Sure. So, well, you're talking like a flat map globe?
Yeah, but something more interesting than just plain. And the plan is to put it on the inside of my arm.
Oh, I heard that's really painful. That's like the most painful spot. That and the top of the foot. Those two are the most painful spots to get tattoos. So
that and what?
The top of the foot.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that's really painful. So you're going to get a tattoo on the inside of your arm of the whole of the entire world. That sounds like it's not going to fit.
Yeah, like a flat open, you know, like the world flattened.
The world flattened.
A flat earth. So you're a flat earth.
So how are you gonna notify everyone that you've been to these places? Are they all going to be like yellow? Or are they going to be like brightly colored? Or are they just going to be darkened?
The places that I've been?
Yeah.
I was thinking of doing like sort of like black outline of the continents, and then for the spots that I hit, maybe doing like a little star or a heart or something like that.
That's nice.
For the actual spots.
What about the spots that you're thinking of going? Can we get those in like dotted lines?
No, I can't get it till I'm there.
Okay, makes sense.
So I wouldn't get, you know, Africa until I was in Africa, Australia till I'm there, that kind of thing.
What about the places that like you just go into for like a quick stop and then you're back?
Like
out.
An airport?
Like an airport.
Like at the airport call sign.
You need an airport sign.
Like JFK.
Yeah, you need like a something at the bottom to notify, like a key.
Yeah,
yeah, a legend of like what all these things mean.
Like truck stop and airport.
Yeah, this is golden. We're giving you gold here, Sarah.
Tattoo,
right?
All right,
let's make that.
This up. Kelly. Yeah,
I can mock something up. Right?
Let's make this tattoo great again. Dylan, you don't have a tattoo.
Yeah. No, I don't. No.
What kind of tattoo would you want?
I just don't think I could commit to anything that I'd actually want.
It sounds like your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like my tattoo.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if there's anything so that significant that I'm like, I need to put this on my body and I need to see it every day. You know?
Well, I mean, a lot of the places you'd get
it. You can put it on your butt.
I don't want a tattoo there. I just don't want, like, you know, I want the tattoo in a, like,
then your wife
if I get one in
it.
A visible place, but also a hideable place. You know? Like, if, you know, I do a lot
gross.
Of weddings.
That's
I don't know if, like, you know, some of my people are kind of conservative. I don't know if I need, you know, like,
some don't even hug you.
Call signs on my arm, you know?
They might not approve of a tattoo.
Yeah. Well, they probably would. I think everybody would.
In this day and age.
This day and age. So what would you get? You have no idea?
I don't know. I just, the one thing I would never get is the writing. Like, people who have the phrases that are usually pretty easy to remember phrases. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't really need to write them on your body, right? You just be like, can you put that to memory?
Carpe diem.
Like, if you can't put that to memory,
yeah,
then you have bigger problems.
And that's true.
Now I know why you can't seize the day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you put it on your arm.
Yeah,
because
you can't even memorize that.
For a while, back in the early 2000s, I was going to get, and I was really... I'm gonna phrase this with, I was really high and drunk most of my early 20s. So this was a bad idea, and I recognize that now. But I was going to get, for the longest time, my Social Security number.
It's actually awesome.
In a barcode on my wrist.
In a barcode.
So if I go to grocery stores, I can scan it at my number.
Why don't you get your date of birth? That'd even be even better.
Yeah, my date of birth.
So you can do all that, right?
I actually do have a barcode.
You have a barcode?
Do.
Where?
It's so bad. It's what's with the barcode?
That was an early 2000s thing.
No. I think I was tempted to get one at one point.
What is it? What does the barcode signify? What is it, the numbers that it says?
It's actually the barcode of a really bad cheap wine that I used to drink in college.
Oh man, Sarah.
That's
Sarah. Jeez. I'm really judging you harshly right now.
But did
now.
You get some free wine out of that deal, at least?
And so me and my girlfriend used to drink this wine by the case, and so we both got mad.
Oh my God. This is terrible. See,
I kind of love it, though. It's so bad that I actually kind of love it.
I did know this security guy that I used to work with at the horse racing track that had a barcode tattoo on the back of his neck.
Stop a second. What? You what? Work at a racetrack?
How come we're not talking
about
that?
A horse racing track? Yeah, I worked at a horse racing track for like 6 years.
What did you do at the horse racetrack?
I was the entertainment. We did a show.
Were you a rodeo clown?
You do this?
I don't remember this at all. What did you do at to entertain these rodeo clowns?
So fresh. It wasn't a rodeo. It was a horse racing track. So freshman year of college, this girl was supposed to do the job because we had the college in.
Oh, I remember
guys
this now.
In the college
okay.
had the, you know, and so the one girl couldn't do it, and she was supposed to play the piano, and they were playing Fugue for Tin Horns. It's from Guys and Dolls. I got the horse right here. His name's Paul Revere.
Oh my
and he's
God.
A guy that says, if the weather's clear, can do. You know what I'm talking about? Old school guys and dolls.
Unfortunately, I do.
So the guy came up to me. Augie came up to me. He's like, dude, I need somebody. You know, I had this person locked in, and now she can't do it. Can you do this? And I was like, how much is it? And he's like, yeah, it's like $150 for a day or 200, you know, $200 for the day. And I was like, to play this song? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, all right. So I learned it. I learned the three chords and then went into the audition and nailed it. The guy loved me, the boss, the
big guy.
The track,
sure.
Loved me.
How many other people were at the audition?
Very good question.
It was just me. I basically had to just prove myself that I could do the job. It wasn't really an audition.
It was just you.
It's kind of like you're hired.
You're breathing.
Let's see if we're going to fire you.
All you needed was a barcode tattoo.
No, I know.
So, I remember a story. Didn't you get beat up in said uniform, or is that somebody else I'm thinking of?
No. I was an ice skating gator for a hockey team, but that was for like a few months.
That was for a few months.
My transition phase when I got back from Australia, I think, and I really needed money, so I was cleaning carpets, and I was an ice skating gator for the local hockey team.
Can you ice skate?
Oh yeah. I had to learn how to hockey stop. That was one of the requirements. Was you had to know how to hockey stop. And so I had to like rent some skates, go to the ice rink, you know, with around like a bunch of 10-year-olds, and go out there and practice hockey stops. So I finally got it, and then did it for the audition too. I've had all these weird.
You had a lot of auditions.
Now that I'm thinking about it,
yeah.
Where I don't belong, but I just get in there.
Give me a percentage of the things you've gotten out of these auditions and the things you did not get.
Money. It's weird, you know,
the auditions,
sort of like temporary jobs.
What's your success rate, percentage wise?
It sounds like probably 100%.
It sounds like
no one else was auditioning.
You're the only one there.
Yeah, I've got pretty good. I've got pretty good, you know, rates.
I don't know what that means. All right, so back to your story. You were going.
Which one? Yeah. They're all amazing.
Something about a tattoo. Oh. And you were going to your boss at the horse track.
Oh, I'm just saying. Oh, no, there was a security guy
who had a
barcode tattoo on the back of his neck, and I, you know, and he was, you know, I think he was a Marine or an Army Ranger, and like he wanted that tattoo, and he like showed it well. You know, he knew that
proud.
He was a robot.
He was, yeah,
you know, proud. To
well, that
be,
was
it was like back of the neck, totally visible.
Yeah,
and he's wearing like a shirt and tie.
That was kind of the appeal of getting the barcode, mm-hmm. was that you would feel like just a number in the whole thing, you know, like you were just like this,
like a cog in the machine.
I kind of like that, but I didn't go through, but apparently Sarah did. So amazing.
At least it's not like a butterfly on her like lower back.
Wait a minute.
Like, I'm the only one. My girlfriend has a matching one.
How
so
drunk were you when you got said tattoo?
How old?
How drunk were you when you got said tattoo?
Yeah, we definitely were not sober.
No, not at all.
What's the wine?
Yeah, what is the wine? Was it Gallo?
Is it Barefoot?
Oh, it's so bad. So, you know, Veuve Clicquot, you know, the champagne.
Veuve
well,
Clicquot.
There's a knockoff sparkling white wine called Veuve Duvernay.
Sounds like a really good wine. How much does it go for per bottle? Can I go get one right now for $5?
Can you scan that barcode real quick?
$6.
Nice.
The funny thing is that that barcode does not exist anymore. Like, they have the new barcodes, so that old, like, line barcode, not even a thing anymore. So if, like, you go to show some kids, they'll be like, I don't know what that is. What did you, he's got lines?
Black blob.
Just a whole bunch of lines.
I actually have one of those credit card machines tattooed on me, the old ones with the carbon paper. Yeah, they don't, they're gone now too. So,
yeah.
Now it'll just be like the phone scanners.
Exactly, the phone scanners.
Exactly. Jeez. Well, we had our guest bail on us today, Kelly's not calling in. Are the phones working? What's happening?
Yeah, what's the number? Tell everybody the number.
718-928-9732.
Say it again.
Well, don't talk in between my numbers.
Bro. I'm not.
718-928-9732.
Good work.
You're just uh-huhing as I'm giving out the numbers.
I know. It happens. Yeah, I know. So what else is happening in this crazy, crazy world today? I'm trying to really, I'm still
leftovers.
Trying to stay off Trump. I'm still trying to just not get on the Trump. I just think about it all week
Talk
long.
Talk about him.
And
Talk
when we get
him.
Here.
Tell us. Come on. What's the newest?
So the give newest us, is.
Yeah, bring
therapy.
Me in because I've been out of the loop. Tell me.
So the newest is Jill Stein put in a petition to get a recount in Wisconsin. And then she's going to do it in Pennsylvania and she's going to do it in Michigan. So like last night, in the middle of the night, Trump decided, hey, I'm going to have a temper tantrum tweet fest. And he put out all these tweets.
He does this
in the middle of the night. And he's like, screw these people. It's a scam. Nobody should, you know, you said you weren't going to do this. And it's just like so obvious that he knows it's been rigged and that he just wants to shut this down as much as possible.
That's crazy.
So nuts. Apparently, the last. What?
He said he also tweeted that she won the popular vote with a bunch of fake. With much of fake voting
in
place.
So he said, stop complaining. It wasn't rigged. And then this is what he's been saying all week. And then this is the last tweet he put out at 3:30 today. In addition to winning the Electoral College in a landslide, I won the popular vote if you deduct the millions of people who voted illegally.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
It's just, so he's saying it wasn't rigged. Stop your bitching. But all these people voted illegally, which is rigged to begin with. So he's just batshit crazy at this point.
He's insane.
I don't even know what to do with it.
Hold on, Dave. I got something. Kelly says he's on. He's on, but he just didn't know if he was supposed to talk. Kelly, are you there?
No, he's not there. I never heard the phone ring.
Yeah, I didn't hear it either.
Tell him to call again.
I'm on the phone.
Oh, yeah, there he is. Hey, buddy.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, I've been sitting here for like 15 minutes, man.
I never heard the phone ring.
That was amazing.
It's like Gander Mountain talk.
There's a lot of Gander Mountain talk.
Yeah, I didn't know if I was supposed to wait for like some fancy schmancy introduction.
Well, Mike, give him a better introduction now that he's on the phone.
I gave him an introduction. I thought he was going to talk. I didn't know he was connected. All right, so Kelly Rogers owns, is it Gearhead Tattoo in Cape Coral, Florida? Am I correct?
That's correct.
And then you also do a podcast called the Rad Dad Radio Hours. Is that also correct?
That is also correct.
There's your intro.
Is he taking a lie detector?
There it is.
That is so, correct. Lie detector. Woot, woot.
So we were talking about tattoos. Do you have an idea in mind for Sarah's tattoo? Because she's been doing a lot of traveling. She's going 7 continents in like 7 months or something crazy like that.
7 and 7.
That's what I heard earlier. She's also it sounds like a lot to put in a little tattoo on the inside of the arm.
That's what I was saying.
It's kind of like an old adage saying, you know, you try to fit 10 pounds of crap in a 5-pound bag. It's going to be a little tough.
You can compact that, though. I mean, you put it in Mike's backyard. You got a compost thing going, and you're all good to go.
I got a question for Kelly. What's your sort of tattoo philosophy?
You're both talking at the same time.
He's been to.
Everybody, shh. Everyone's talking at the same time. Kelly, go ahead.
Oh, I can barely hear all you guys. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Where she was going to get all the little, insignias or whatever for each continent she's been to, she should do like little emoticons to kind of further explain like if she had a good time there or a bad time
Ooh,
there.
Ooh, I like that.
Nice.
I like that. That could be your heart.
If you lost any organs there or not, you know.
If you woke up in a bathtub and a scar on your stomach.
Montezuma's Revenge.
It's very nice.
You get a little stinky poo one.
It's great. The stinky poo face with the happy, smiley face on it. I like this. All right, Kelly.
That means like it wasn't that bad.
Are you telling me that getting that whole tattoo on the inside of her arm is a bad idea?
I would advise not to do it on the inside of the arm. I mean, we might be able to figure out something that might work there, but, you know, the more room we have, especially for something that big, it's that much detail, it's going to be easier to do, you know, maybe somewhere else, like the ribs or maybe on the back or something. Bye.
She's already got a whole bunch of barcodes back there. So,
what's her biggest body part?
I'm hoping you weren't listening. Oh,
he was listening. Everybody's listening.
He was there since Gander Mountain.
Oh, I was totally listening.
Giggles, you had a question
so I got
for
a question.
Kelly. There you go.
I got a question for Kelly. It's maybe like a 2-part question because, you know, I've only met you once, I think, and it wasn't under the best circumstances, but it was nice to sort of like see you do. I'll give a little backstory here. One of my best friend's brothers passed away in a motorcycle accident. And so
Louis, yeah.
Him and his sister and his brother and my friend went there and, you know, all got a tattoo of a hang gliding because Louis liked to hang glide, or actually loved to hang glide. And it was just a really cool sort of, I mean, it wasn't cool. It was just a cool tattoo experience because it was them coming and doing something for their brother who had just passed away a few days earlier. And so that was when I met you. And that's really the only time I've met you, but I was like, well, this guy owns a tattoo shop. He's, you know, he's been in business for a while. He must be doing something right. So my question to you is sort of, what's your tattoo philosophy, you know, or your sort of art, how you approach each tattoo and sort of each story? And then also, what's a place that people want to get tattooed that you're just like, I just don't want to do it there. I don't want to do the lower, you know, the under the belly button. Or are there places that you're kind of like, you know, there was a lot there.
Under
Sorry.
The belly button.
I don't know. That just seems like a weird place for a tattoo.
It is.
I'm going to tackle this like answering the second question first. I don't like to traditionally do anything below the wrist or above the neckline on, I would call, you know, normal society people. You know, if you're not in the tattoo business or you're not already made like $1 million or a rock star, like I'm not cool with tattooing like, you know, your sports team insignia on your cheek or anything like that. You know what I mean? I usually have a rule with all my clients that do want to get that is like they have to wait until we get both their arms done, their chest done, their back done, their legs done. Then we'll start talking about hands and neck and face, you know?
Do you ever say no to somebody or you're like, I'm just not going to do that? I'm just not going
to. You know, it took me a while to learn how to say no because, you know, you don't want to turn somebody away in fear of losing that business to another shop because there's so many shops right now. It's so oversaturated. I mean, I think in Cape Coral now, which, Mike, you've been there. It's kind of a small town. We already have like almost 20 shops in Cape Coral.
Gander Mountain?
That's a lot.
It's crazy. Yeah. So, you know, but ultimately you got to protect your reputation. You got to kind of like step in and be the client's dad for a minute and be like, listen, I don't think this is the best idea to get this or where you're wanting to get it, you know, I don't feel comfortable doing it. Therefore, I'm not going to do the best job I can. And mm-hmm. that's ultimately what I want to give you is the best job I can. So if I'm not able to do that, I don't want to do it. I don't feel comfortable doing it, you know?
Yeah. So you got to check out Kelly's work. I know you throw a lot of stuff on your personal page. You do a lot. Like, what I like about your work is you're sort of an artist first. You do some really good pieces, you know?
Yeah,
let me ask you this. Faces. I got – because sometimes people get tattoos of, you know, like their kids or something. Do you do faces well? Or, like, what do you think about people getting – because I've seen some bad jobs of, you know, people that do not look, you know, real. Tattooed.
I love those on Facebook. Have you seen those? Arms like, and stuff. They, like, nailed it, and they, like, take the tattoo and superpose it on the family portrait, and it's just so jacked up.
Seen it.
That stuff
I've
is
seen
so
it.
Funny.
Yeah.
I've seen those.
But, I mean, I love doing faces. You know, portrait work is some, like, black and gray realism. That's kind of my jam. You know, anything. I like more architecture, like doing scenes of architecture more than faces. And obviously, like, doing, like, a famous person's face is a lot easier than doing somebody that you don't know and you don't know what their, like, facial expressions really are. You know, like, that little, like, twinkle in the eye that makes them them. That's harder to peg on, you know, instead of doing, like, I don't know, like, James Hetfield from Metallica or something like that. Like, you're going to look at that and you're going to know what that is, even if it's off just a little bit. It's just easier to do.
Maybe if you're a metalhead.
You have a lot more, like, artistic freedom to do that, you know?
I don't think my grandma's going to know who James Hetfield is. But
right.
Do you you do a lot of Star Wars stuff.
I
see people,
like,
people are, like,
you know,
really big into the Star Wars.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I like tattooing, man. Like, that is my medium, you know? Like, I don't know. I like to draw, but I don't really draw for myself, you know? Like, I don't really, like, when I go home, I don't, like, paint and draw very much. Like, I pour out all my creativity while I'm at the shop, you know? And so when I go home, like, that's the last thing I want to do is draw more, you know? I want to watch TV.
That's what we all want to do. That's pretty much
right?
It. Except for Sarah, all right, for some reason, who likes to just keep going.
Just like this travel. All Kelly, right. I got one more question
right,
for you. Hold on, Dave.
Go
one
for
more
it.
Question.
Go for it.
Yes, I like Gander Mountain.
Everybody does.
I love Gander Mountain.
Do you do Gander Mountain tattoos?
Where'd he go? Where'd you go? I thought you had a question.
I'm there. I forgot the question. I had it, and then you started talking.
I didn't say anything.
It was so good.
I didn't
it
say
was
a
so
word.
Good.
Wait, is this gone?
It's just gone?
No bueno.
It's just gone.
No,
it was right there at my head, and then you came in there.
I'll get in your head. That's what I do.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, here we go.
I remembered it. All right, Kelly, so you do the Rad Dad Radio Hour. Talk to us about it. Give us a little plug. When you do it, where can we listen to it? From one fellow radio show host to the other, let's talk. Talk to me about it.
Yeah, cool, man. Thanks, dude. You know, it's something that me and a couple other tattoo artist buddies of mine had just started this past summer. I think we've been live since July. And basically what our idea was is that, you know, we know all these dudes that have awesome careers that are still trying to, like, raise their families and as normal as possible, but still kind of lead these, like, really, like, abnormal lives. You know, so we kind of take a comedic look at that of just being a dad, telling funny stories about our kids, telling funny stories about parenting, because it's like, bottom line, like, nobody's a perfect parent, you know? Like, we're all just trying our best not to, like, totally screw our kids up. So
true.
We just kind of laugh at that. So that's what we do. It's just, you got four guys that have kids at different stages of childhood, and we just kind of, you know, shoot the shit about that. And then every five episodes, we have just a purely, like, a tattoo cast where we have other tattoo artists come on, and we interview them, and we just kind of talk about, like, behind the curtain of tattooing, you know, like, on the other side of the needle of what, you know, what we go through on a day-to-day basis and stuff like that. So, yeah, we're on Google Play and iTunes. We're also on a network called the Podcast Collective. They treat us awesome. We air a new episode every Tuesday morning. You can download it for free. So, yeah, it's great, man. We love it.
Kelly, I have two questions. One...
I thought that was the last question.
No, I have two. Because
that was from me. Last
that
question
was the
from
question
me.
From him.
And then we'll let you go.
Two questions. One, are you
What's
close
up?
Are you close to Giggles in proximity?
Close to Giggles in proximity?
Or Mike, however you want to call him these days.
No, he's in Florida.
Oh, he's in Florida.
I'm in Colorado.
Yeah, I'm down in Florida. I'm down in the Cape.
I would love to see you go on his show at some point.
You need to do that.
Yeah, you totally need to do that. That would be great.
Oh, yeah, we could totally Skype you in, man.
Yeah,
anytime.
That'd be cool.
That would be good. I want to see that show. And then two, what's the worst tattoo story you got?
It doesn't have to be your tattoo. It doesn't have to be. It could be like a terrible person you had in the chair. Just what's the worst tattoo story you got?
Like just the strangest tattoo that I did. Like it was like a nightmare for me or for the client or most memorable.
Yes.
Okay, so I got one. I'll try to make it quick because it's kind of crazy. It's kind of a long story, so I'll try to give you the clip notes. So where I learned how to tattoo was up in Missouri where the state fair was. So every year when the carnies came through to set up the fair, we'd tattoo the shit out of them, right?
Carnies.
So as one night this carny came in. Yeah, as well you should. And so this carny comes in, and he wants to get his old lady's name on his forehead. And I'm like, absolutely not, man. No way. And I could tell this guy was kind of drunk, so I sent him on his way. I said, you know what? Come back at like 11:30 tonight. If you come back, I'll do it. Dude comes back. Right on the dot. I'm like, no way. And I'm like, dude, I don't know, man. I don't know if I want to do this. He's like, I don't care how much it costs. He just starts flipping out hundreds. I count like six or seven of them before I stop him. I'm like, all right, I'll do it for $600, dude. And he's like, okay, cool, no problem. So I'm like, well, shit, if I'm going to be doing this like rad, you know, huge tattoo for $600, I better make it like super sick. So I drew it up, this really nice, you know, script with all these roses around. It looked like a cholo headband, you know.
I love it.
And I'll never forget that name because it was Tammy with an I. I got this dude's head in my lap, and I'm just drilling on his temples, right? There's tears rolling out of his face. And as I'm dotting that I, highlighting a little bit, I ask him how long him and his wife have been together. And he said, oh, it's not my wife. It's my girlfriend. We've been together for like 6 months.
Ooh.
And I'm like, no way.
Hey, you got the $600, so you gotta go. You gotta feel good about that.
I never saw the guy either. I always think about that dude, like at least once a week. Like I totally ruined that guy's life, man.
Yeah, he ruined his own life probably a long time ago. He's a carny, you have to remember. So
yeah, that's Tammy, true. If you're listening, I hope you're still with this guy.
I don't think you are, Tammy. Poor Tammy.
Oh, where's Tammy? It should be our
She's
new
one. Where's Tammy?
New hashtag.
All right, Kelly. Thanks for calling up. Any parting words for the people who don't have tattoos? That are thinking about getting tattoos?
Don't get tattooed.
There it is. Nice. Done. All right. The guy who makes a living off of it says don't get a tattoo. I like it. You're a good man, Kelly.
Overrated.
All right. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Later.
Good call.
Take care, Kelly.
Good.
All right. That's Kelly Rogers with Gearhead Tattoo in Cape Coral, Florida. So, and he also does a podcast called the Rad Dad Radio Hour.
Google Play
and iTunes. Look at him.
Look at him.
He's been doing this for 6 months, and he's on iTunes. And we're not. We've been doing this for 7 months or 7 years.
We've been doing this for 7 years. We're on Radio Free Brooklyn, which I don't think we plugged at all this hour. We are Dave and Giggles. We have a couple minutes left. The cool thing about Radio Free Brooklyn, we just got, top finalist for best station radio or internet station in America. So hey, good for them.
There you
good go for us.
Nice. Look at that.
I tried to put us in as a best show, but we didn't get anything.
We should get a trophy anyway.
We should get a trophy.
Who's the judge of that?
I have no
there's
idea.
A lot of, you know, there's a lot of lists out there.
Probably Trump.
Yeah.
It's BuzzFeed.
Probably. Clickbait.
So what's coming up? What do we have coming up?
We're gonna get a couple guys on the 18th that have a production studio in New York. I think they're going to come into the studio.
All right.
And then I may be in studio this coming week.
Oh,
we'll see.
That'd be impressive.
I look at the funds. I saw a round trip ticket to New York City for $187.
You got to jump on
that. I'm going to jump on it. I'm going to hang out with Dave. I'm going to hang out with my buddy Brendan. We're going to help him move.
Yeah.
And we're going to make moves.
Make it happen.
Help him pack up his stuff.
I'm
going to do some
make
stairs. I got the stairs. I'm going to get my stair workout in.
I feel like we're too old to help people move.
You know, true.
I think we're just too, I mean, at this point in life, you're supposed to be settled enough, or at least maybe not settled, because who's settled anymore, but like have a comfortable enough thing where you can just hire people to do that.
There you go.
And not ask your friends who probably have bad backs and all sorts of stuff.
It's true.
Hey buddy, what's happening? Yeah. Not bad. We got some next Joe coming in, and as he comes in, we start to fade out, so we got a couple minutes left. What's the name of the show again?
Sarah.
Collision Time Revisited.
Collision Time Revisited.
Yes.
I like it.
Collision Time Revisited.
That sounds like whenever
Sarah, who is
move.
In Chile.
Exactly.
We're Chile. What's the next step? Where are you going? Peru? Is that next?
Next step is, I'm only saying this because I know my dad's not listening. I'm
don't say it.
To...
Don't say it.
She's driving to Columbia.
She's going to listen at some point. Where are you going to be? Where are you going
to
be?
I'm headed overland. I'll say it that way. I'm headed overland up Chile, up the Andes, all the way, baby. All the way from
all
the bottom
up
to the top.
Oh, that sounds awesome. You got to take a lot of video. You better be taking a ton of stable video.
Yeah. This is a stable video.
That's all I ask.
You got that GoPro, didn't you?
She got a different.
Have you used it at all?
Nope.
Yeah.
You're a liar.
That's a
lie. I can tell it.
That's a lie.
I can tell by the back tattoo of a barcode that you're lying.
I promise. Promesso. From here on out, I'll be better.
All right.
So much potential.
So much potential.
So much video potential.
I know.
You know, she could have taken our photo onto Antarctica, but she didn't.
They made it.
It got
they,
wet.
Didn't they make it to the island or just the boat? Did they make it?
But
just
you guys were physically there in spirit.
In spirit, sure. In spirit, and there was
in
pictures
wet map
in wet map form.
Wet good show. Dylan, right. Thanks for coming on, bud. I appreciate
anytime.
It. You travel pretty far to get here.
I think we're about 40 minutes.
There.
Yeah. Not too bad.
Did you write any more?
Cross Manhattan. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, across the city. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you write any more true facts, fake false facts?
No, still working on the last batch.
All right. This is what we're going
to
do.
Still trying to perfect that last batch.
This week we'll set it up and we'll do an intro to it and you'll write some new ones.
Sure.
And we'll record them at work. So this way you'll
give us something to do at work.
Give us something to do at work, right. Yeah.
Oh.
What?
You know what we didn't talk about?
I don't know.
Fidel Castro. None of us are Cuban or Latin American descent.
Well, you're from Florida, so you kind of understand that whole thing a little bit better than the rest of us.
No. A little bit. I don't know it like the Cubans do.
I tried to weigh whether I liked Fidel or didn't like Fidel after he died.
Yeah.
And I still haven't come to the conclusion of whether... I mean, he was in power for, what, 70 years, 60 years?
50-something years. He went through 10,
that's a lot.
I mean,
seven or eight presidents?
At some point, if they didn't like him that much, they would have overthrew him. So
that'd be tough. But do we get Elian Gonzalez back now or what?
No. He's in the
ocean.
But
we should get him back now.
I think he's still floating around out there.
Well, that's what I mean. He was waiting for...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was waiting. That's tough. Yeah. It's a tough one.
Yeah, it sucks.
Is that a Chilean dog in the background, Sarah? She muted herself.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, we could. We heard the sounds of Chilean dogs.
Chilean dogs. Do they just roam in packs?
Chilean dogs.
Roaming packs through the streets?
There are roaming packs.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe
it's
pretty
it. Wild.
They're pretty vicious if you cross them. I haven't come across Chilean ones, but the ones in Bali.
This is
they
fake
were
news.
Pretty,
this is
fake
news.
This is fake
stop
news.
It. Stop 60, it.
60%
this is fake
true.
News.
It's 45%
45
true.
45% to 50% true.
All right. Good show, guys. And that's it for us.
Oh, you guys make
good
me miss
night.
New York.
I know.
It's great here.
I know. It's great here. And I'll send you snow pictures so that you miss Christmas. I'll send you Christmas tree pictures and all sorts of Christmas time stuff.
Why
I oughta. All right. That is it
happy
for us.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving to all.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Later.